in a very uncertain age, the very core of NTUC and union is to protect the worker. And in the AI age, it is no longer the blue-collar worker that may require protection, but even white-collar workers. Can NTUC protect the workers' interests? I would say yes, but there's work to be done. Are there privileges that NTUC can bring to the table in terms of welfare? I think in that space, we have done quite a bit. And now in the way forward, NTUC is innovating, not just in terms of protection or privileges. Now we are helping workers progress and actually help with placements of good job, good workers into good jobs. So yeah, I would say that give NTUC a consideration, because we are moving into new segments of workers. In one can argue that the new working class in Singapore is no longer the blue-collar workers, but PMEs, because majority are already 60% or so PMEs. So, well, NTUC will do our best to add value to all the different segments of workers, young to old, blue or white-collar. We will ensure that we can protect your interests, uplift with privileges, and the developments that we are doing now help with better placement into jobs and better prospects, progress in careers. We protect workers, and in our deepest philosophy, we don't really want to just protect jobs, especially if jobs are becoming less relevant or even obsolete. So in our philosophy, we want to really upgrade workers, better workers that can transit into better jobs, and maybe in our era, better matching, the use that you mentioned. Because coming out of our school system, where we are all ranked so well in the world in terms of the foundational education, how can we now maybe also rethink a little bit about the transition from the schoolhouse to the workplace? That would be Singapore innovation. How can we, in the AI era, help overcome the possibilities of entry-level job disruption that you mentioned, to allow our children coming out of school, becoming adults, easing into the market that much better? So you are familiar with AI Ready SG. In this space, for the youth, we humbly are trying our very best to innovate, to see what better we can do from the schoolhouse to the workplace transition. A few things that we are pushing to ourselves to think about. How can we get into the mindshare of the students from the universities, from the polytechnics, the ITEs? How can we help them access coaches, mentors perhaps, so that the transition is not so raw, that somebody, a big sister or big brother in the industry, a coach, can ease that process? Mentorship. We are launching something with Learning Hub, hopefully that can find some traction and add value to the students leaving school. We are also looking at how we can do job matching that we have occupied in this space for the mid-career folks that are pivoting. Should we reconsider perhaps job matching beyond internship when students come out of the industry? Suppose I have a skill, a technical skill. Would it be possible for us beyond internship to deepen possibilities in this era to match them into a full-time job? Possibilities that we can start exploring. Well, this is an innovation, humbly we are thinking about, and whether we can do better in this space.